they simply accept chanting.
It is love.
On this big, big building, but chant Hare Krishna. Stani shtita shruti gatam tano van maro bhi. If you make condition that you stop this, it will kill you.
I don't think you did like that in the beginning.
Huh?
In the beginning, you just asked everyone to chant. And naturally, they wanted to do more after.
And if they chant regularly, they will be pretty fine.
Take another body. This philosophy does not appeal to the Westerners. I think. Oh, what nonsense this is. Huh? Do they not think like that? Yes, they do. And that is the actual fact.
This philosophy is alien to everything they heard. It's different than everything they heard.
The fact is that why it is alien.
Well, the Western religions have taught that whatever you do in this lifetime will determine whether you go to heaven or hell, and there's no second chance.
So they're not afraid of going to hell. There are two alternatives: either heaven or hell. But if he's going to hell?
That's why they have confession.
Oh, finished everything.
Contract.
Like my father was very sinful, but he would always say, the good Lord is protecting me. He would always say, God, God, but he never would follow anything.
Wars? Why the God does not stop the war? And they are so much afraid of war. What is the answer?
Yunam pramata kuru devi karma varindriya kitana kamiti. They are mad for sense gratification.
No. That is all right. But God, your father says, Lord will protect. But when there is atomic bomb, why he does not protect?
Well, up to now he's protected.
Huh?
Up to now he's
protected. He's protected. Others are not protected. So his time has not yet come. But what is the answer? The Lord has become your obedient servant to protect. When he does not? Actually, he does not. In Europe, they're very, very much afraid of war, next war. You know that?
Yeah.
Oh. It becomes a terrible fright for them. Therefore, war was not declared. They're very much frightened. They have suffered two big wars. So why is God did not put them? Cow dung philosophy. Cow dung philosophy, no?
Yeah.
That one cow dung is just passed through and the other cow dung is being burned. So this cow dung is laughing. Ah, you are burned. He does not know that when she will be burned, right? She will be dried up, she will be burned.
Yeah.
So your father's logic is like that. I protect, laughing at the death of others. Cow dung club.
I wouldn't even give him cow dung. Too good for it.
For Ashton. Gobar means just fresh cow dung. She's laughing. And the dry cow dung is burning. Gute pore gobar Ashton. With this little lousy, is very good.
That's good.
Some people think I'll never grow old and die. They see
you asked Jamba Kampara. Annahani Lokani Gatsanti Jama Mandiram. She is asked them in Chanti, give us a Jamba Kampara. That is the eighth wonder.
Yesterday. But in India, even a simple village man, he has no material affluence, and still he can understand he is not this body. But here there are big learned philosophers, and they cannot understand the first thing.
And how they received your present? They came to receive. Oh, it is our great fortune. You have come. And in your country, it is trespass.
That was when we were in the field in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Very poor farmers came up very nicely to greet Prabhupada.
The Western people want to think they're the body. Otherwise, how can they enjoy all their technology?
How is that?
They want to think they're the body. They don't want to hear that I'm not the body. Because if they're not an illusion, they can't try and enjoy so much the things of the West.
That means foolish.
Yes.
Less intelligent.
We are walking across everyone's field to go to the river, and they are saying Hari Bol.
Yeah.
There they are coming with dogs.
Fences.
Especially if it's a devotee, you'll be more eager to shoot.
Karen, are we?
1717, Captain Cook.
He's the same one that went to Hawaii. You know, and they never saw a white man there before. So the natives there in Hawaii were very enamored to see such a big white man. So they took him as God, and they were worshiping him. And one day he was
Captain Cook.
Yes. And one day he was walking across the rocks, and he hit his foot on a rock, and he began to bleed. And they saw the blood, they said, he is not a god, he's just like us. So they killed him and ate him.
Oh. Killed him?
Yeah, they killed him and ate him.
Acha?
Yeah.
You have eaten?
Yes. He was taking advantage of their ignorance.
Original Hawaiians, they're manitous.
Yes.
Huh?
No, they weren't. They just ate him.
Huh?
He had been there a couple of times. They became suspicious when he came back. He had been exploiting them.
They're so worried, but this country is so big, and there's only 12 million people. More people live in New York City than in this whole country. And they say overpopulation.
They would not allow.
Yes, they don't allow.
They have the white Australia policy.
Hmm?
White Australia policy, they say.
Chinese man, Indians, they will come, a large number. But they will not allow.
There's more cows in this country than people.
They're killing.
They're eating them.
Other countries, they're starving for want of meat. Therefore, I say the new nitrogen is simply barking dogs. What is the ban? They cannot adjust. United Nations, all the nations should take advantage, all the facilities offered, but that they will not allow. And they are named United Nations, you see, us.
In New Zealand, they have 100 million tons of surplus milk powder, and they can't sell it, so they've decided to feed it to the pigs. They could send it all over the world.
Why not take it free and send it to India?
It is.
Everything is sufficiently there, but still some are starving and some are enjoying for want of Krishna consciousness.
The rascals, they try to blame everything on Krishna by saying, why is Krishna letting people starve?
Krishna has given them sufficient. They are mismanaging, it's still Krishna, it's still there. Envious. Krishna created this earth. Did he say, this is for the Australian, this is for the American? Did he say? Why you are keeping so much land as Australian? That is also Krishna's fault. Australia was never given to the English ones. They came and they, by force, they took it. And similarly, America, the land was there.
They call this colonization, Srila Prabhupada.
Whatever he may call, there are thieves, rogues and thieves.
Exploited.
Now they are dividing up the booty. Fighting over.
That story? Some thieves stolen. And now when they're dividing, they say, please, honestly, religiously. The things are stolen. And now it is to be divided religiously. The foundation of the thing is stealing. And they're dividing it. Now they are making laws, morality.
They have a saying, honor among thieves. Honor among thieves, that is a saying.
This has been named by Bhagavad Toitam, simply cheating. Dharma prajjita koitava tra. Duplicity, hypocrisy is there, complete reject.
Krishna is a better cheater though, he will cheat them in the end.
Krishna is not a cheater. Krishna's energy is so powerful that anyone who is a cheater, he will be cheated. Automatically. Some disease, he'll have to go, automatically. But it's not that the disease has to be injected, no. Because you have infected, you'll suffer. Same life, you have done this sinful, you'll suffer. That is the cycle of birth and death. You have created a mentality. You become the same animal and you suffer. Karanam guna sangas.
they have seen this cloud. Extraordinary.
We can also bow
the horn. The horn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very dirty river.
They say it is the upside down river. It is more blue on the bottom than it is on the top.
The factories, they put all of their waste into the river.
Last night you were describing how people serve their dogs, and now in the Western countries they have restaurants where you can take your dog and he sits at the table with you and they serve a meal for him, and they have catering services. You can call up and they'll bring a special meal to your dog so he can eat at his home. They have beauty parlors for dogs, everything.
They're taking dogs as God. According to basic civilization, dog is untouchable. Eat all the centers. Then how many days it takes?
To visit all of our centers?
Mm-hmm.
In the world?
No, Europe, America. That is wild now.
About 3 months? If you stayed one day in each center?
No, one day only?
About 35 days.
Huh?
35 days.
No, to visit each center and stay there for some time.
Some time?
Some time means?
5 days. Sir.
5 to 7 days.
Yes.
Say, average 6 days.
Say about
at least a half a year. 6 months, seven months.
So much time.
Yes. Some temples are very small, though.
No, I've heard it.
They can come to the big temple.
Yes.
Like here, we have 3 centers. They all come here.
Hmm.
Say the big ones in America. There's about six, seven big temples, which the others can go to. They have facility to accommodate them. Then 6 or 7 temples would be about a month and a half.
Generally, 6 and 7 there in Europe.
Europe, England, France, and, say Germany. Not as big. Say
Switzerland.
4 or 5 weeks. All together, 11 weeks. Maybe 2.5, 3 months.
I think you were possibly wanting to stop in Tehran this year on the way back to India.
Mm. Yeah.
We have word from the Melbourne City Council that they intend now not to let us have our annual Rathajatra festival. They want to stop our Rathajatra festival.
Where?
In Melbourne. We have got official letter from the city council. And they're saying that we need not apply anymore.
So we will make propaganda 7 months before the festival.
Can go to the court.
Yes.
They are claiming we make too much mess on the streets after the festival. Too many flowers on the streets.
festival they must take out. We have no festival, unfortunately.
They have festival in its beer cans. It's flowers.
No, you must hide to the court. How they can stop with our religious council. Immediately informed Ramesha in the Bhagavad Gita yesterday, they edited cattle raising.
Keshi Gorakshi.
But not cattle raising. Cattle raising means to grow and killing. That is very dangerous, and they have edited.
In which book?
Protection of cows, clearly.
Chapter 18, Bhagavad Gita.
Immediately informed.
I noticed that also. I thought it was strange some time back.
Excellent.
I grew a little with our cattle raising. Not cattle raising. Bird, the word. This is mistranslated. The Goroksha. Giving protection to the cow. Especially means Goroksha. Not other animal eaters may take other animals, but not the cow. They can take the pig, goats, lambs, rabbits, so many others. If they at all want to eat meat, birds,
mention that animals should be protected. No, cows should be protected. That is Krishna's order. And they have decided to kill them. They have decided no bread. And our prayer is Go Brahmana Hitaya to do good to the Brahmanas and the cows. Actually, it is revolutionary to the modern age. But how is it possible? We can say otherwise. That Bon Maharaj can say. When Bon Maharaj is here, when our student said something, that you cannot say. That you cannot say. He said like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can say, you cannot say.
He is such a rascal.
Krishna says it. Devotees were preaching along the lines that we're preaching, and he was saying, you cannot say this?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, we don't say you're a rascal, we say Krishna says you're a rascal.
Yeah.
So you are saying Krishna cannot say. Nadanam na janam na sundarim. He's looking for some following.
That's right.
He cannot hit the heart.
He was begging, give me transportation charges. We just ask him that he give him transportation charges, what he is. But he is such a fool, he is begging. Give me transportation charges. Why they will give you? What benefit they will derive? But he has no common sense to think.
That is what I think this disease is with the Siddharth's group, because they are looking for followers and they do not preach in your style because they would not attract people.
Siddharth's group?
Yes.
Siddharth Sai?
No. Siddharth Sarup.
Ah, Siddharth Sarup.
They are after followers and they do not speak strongly. Maybe people would go away. Well, in one sense, it's also confirmed by Rupa Goswami. Yena tena prakarena mana krishna na vishe sarve vidhi nishedasya. That, first of all, help people to think of Krishna, and then later on, the rules and regulations.
We follow in the footsteps, Mahajana, we just follow and see the spiritual masters doing it. We cannot create our own way, then we will not be successful.
That's true, but
that is their idea. They have created their own way to spread Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that idea is there. They are thinking of their own way. That is bad.
Yes.
We have got so many literatures. They are printing their own literature.
Yes.
That is disturbing. What he prepared is not a liberative part. He's thinking. Somebody said that I did my interpretation on Bhagavad. If these things are there, it's against our principle.
I know how to spread Krishna consciousness, therefore I follow. I don't even know what Krishna is. I'm just trying to follow. Therefore that will be successful.
And that is my preaching. What Krishna said, say as it is.
Yes.
Don't change. How can give interpretation? And if he thinks that he can give another interpretation, what is it? Then he is not following Guru or Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripa. One has to receive the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Through Guru, Krishna's mercy.
If they go on like this, can this be considered Sampradaya Vihina Jay Mantras Devi Kamata? That their mantra is not so effective because people are not surrendering to Krishna.